Early voting is underway for the Park City Council race with six candidates in the running. The primary August 13th will narrow the number of candidates down to four. One of the six is Mary Windsor. She joins me now in the studio. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Leslie.
So tell us about yourself.
Well, I've lived here almost 42 years. I've been married that long and to the same man. And I'm former owner of Law Sock Laundry. Some people may know me from there. And then I own the Storage Depot, and we have the Iron Horse District, which is 22 major tenants down on Iron Horse Drive. And so I have a lot of experience working with small businesses. We have Mercer Automotive to the Julie Nestor Gallery to Bill White Restaurant, so to Park City Signs. So we have a wide variety of people that I work with.
Okay. So why did you decide to run for city council now? I mean, you've been around town for 40 plus years, and about the same time that your husband, Charlie Windsor, is about ready to leave Planning Commission.
Right. Well, I've always been involved in the community as a citizen activist, and I've always been interested. I've always spoken out on issues. This is the first time that I feel in our community that my voice is not being heard in the voices of other citizens, and especially during the issue of moving the substation, I saw a lot of people from different walks of life come to the microphone and talk about what they were about to do, and with the exception of Dick Peek, it did not, and the mayor, it did not really seem that the council as a whole were listening, and they seemed more intent on that project working and on helping a developer more than I've ever seen one developer be helped in the history of our town.
Right. So you were dismayed with the council or the staff or both of them?
I was really concerned that the council was so focused on that in order for this project to work, the substation had to be moved, so focused that they could not hear what the people were saying, the people that lived in Iron Horse and Fireside and the owners of the workforce housing that are back behind the gas station. And they really didn't also seem concerned that we'd spent millions of dollars on the walkability and the rail trail, and that this was one of our two major entry corridors. And so all of that, they seemed oblivious to all of that in favor of this project.
Yeah. So you were against moving the substation, even though that may have benefited the property you and your husband own there in the Iron Horse District?
Actually, it may have. They told me it would. I think from a business standpoint, I spoke out and said I didn't really think it would benefit my property because it would shift uses. You could no longer put, I felt, a restaurant on that corner. But, you know, I'm a can-do gal, so I could have put something else on. But as a citizen, I had watched how much we had spent on that rail trail every day when they were putting the tunnel in. And to scrap that or negate that ambiance that we tried to create for the walking and the biking community made absolutely no sense to me.
Well, given that the Bonanza Park development will be in the news for the next decade or so, as Mark Fisher develops his 12 of the 99 acres, how much acreage do you have?
We have 8.5.
Okay, so almost as much,
right?
I mean, at least three quarters. So given that we're going to see the development at least of that 12 acres, I mean, are you going to have to recuse yourself on all of these votes given your property ownership in the because you are now part
right.
of Bonanza Park?
Do you know, I haven't consulted the legal department. I know that Charlie on the Planning Commission on the actual, not the general part of Bonanza Park, he can speak to that, but on the specific part, he does have to recuse himself. And I've had to be the person that has spoken for Windsor Wolf Properties. As this is another thing that I think we're facing is that we have spent a lot of staff time, I would say at least $200,000 on studying this. And I've been very dismayed that we've brought in a planner from Dallas who talks to both the council and the planning commission about the possibility of 7 to 10 story buildings down there. To me, if we are anchored in what the vision survey said about small town, sense of community, natural setting, historic character, if we are anchored in those values, which I don't believe the council currently is anchored in those values, that's another reason I felt I wanted to step up to the plate, then that totally negates our sense of place if we would even think about a 7 to 10 story building anywhere in town. And I felt that with a sense of community, to destroy the Iron Horse and Fireside community and that workforce housing, to place that substation right there in front of them. So there are all these things. For me, those four values that came through in the visioning survey really are what this community is about. And I think we're at a crossroads. I think we're at a tipping point. And I think the community, the citizens, need to step up, and they need to start paying better attention, and they need to decide. Because if you don't care, if you do believe that in order to exist we have to continue to expand and get bigger, then I think we're giving up a way of life. And I think we need to turn and look toward quality. And if every decision we make is based on those four values, then I think that anchors us into the unique community we are. And when we forget that we're a rustic mining town, and then we put in granite sidewalks, immediately when you hear that, there's a disconnect.
I haven't seen the plans for Bonanza Park in some time, but what we have heard is that this is an area ripe for development. Right now, I mean, it's just an old lumber yard and a big parking lot that really isn't anything. But it sounds like you're not in favor of that redevelopment.
Well, I think the developer most certainly has a right to develop his property. I was always told that we had to be concerned because if someone does an MPD, then they can have 5-story buildings if they have a quality project. Now, to sit in a meeting and hear a Dallas planner who obviously does not know or understand or feel Park City say 7 to 10 stories, then I say we're better off with the MPD rather than spending all the money we've spent on bringing form-based code to our community. And just in the most recent conference on new urbanism in Salt Lake City, they were saying form-based code doesn't even really work in a town our size. So once again, we've gone down a rabbit hole studying this issue, and it may not, it may obviously not be what's best for our town if it allows larger development down there and more density. We have to decide, do we want to be more dense and more developed, or would we like to maintain what we have in a really conscientious, environmentally driven mode?
So do you resent being part of Bonanza Park?
No, I mean, it's definitely kept me busy. So maybe I could have worked on my golf game, but it's impaired that. But it's a part of this community, and we want it to be the very best we can be. I am proud of the community of business owners we've created on Iron Horse. And I think for over 15 years, we've been in the top 10 property tax contributors in this community. So I'd like to see the Bonanza Park development step up and be able to do that as well.
All right. Years ago, you were a vocal opponent of building the Town Lift Bridge. Do you still feel that way, or did it turn out okay?
Well, I mean, I think the businesses down there have really, it's taken years. It's been 25 years. I remember the meeting when the Main Street merchants came, and they said, you know, it's taken us forever to finally be able to pay our mortgage. Do not dilute Main Street with all this extra commercial square footage. But everybody has a right to develop, so they did. But I wouldn't term that it has been a financial success. I think I'm very heartened now that David Harries is down there with Vinto, because he also is a can-do person. And if anyone can regenerate that area and enliven it, he can.
Yeah. So you've made peace with the fact that the bridge got built, because I think part of your concern was is that this is not historic, and it's just opening a door again for the developer.
Well, I think it opened the door to give the possibility for the Sweeney project, definitely. And that's really also was one of the things we were looking at. At that time, we were putting snow guns right in a residential area, and so there were a lot of other concerns. But I'm not the kind of person to hold a grudge, and I think it's fun to see people get on the chairlift and go.
All right. So what I'm hearing, a couple of the issues that you're bringing to this campaign is that the current council perhaps not listening as well as they could, and they're not following the core values that the community has envisioned for. Anything else that you think?
Well, I think that for us to be successful, I think we have to pay attention. Do we want to be authentic? Where we get into trouble is every time we try to be something that we're not. And so now that the community has given us these values, and this is something I was not at the meeting about the decision on the sidewalk. So, and I hope I'm incorrect on it. I really do. But my take on it is that we paid a lot extra over concrete to put the granite sidewalks in, and so hopefully there is a real benefit that cost wise to putting granite in. But right now it's looking the project the. Doesn't seem to be, when you hear granite, I think in a mining town, there's no history for granite. So you, immediately you think, is it granite? We're going to be falling. It'll be slippery. Then you go and see it, and you don't even know it's granite because it looks like concrete. So then you think we spent all the extra money for granite, and people don't even know it's granite. And there does seem to be some sort of problem with the cleanliness. I don't know. I'm sure they'll get it worked out. But that's something that the council really has to take responsibility for, because the staff gave the presentation, but the council was the final decider.
Okay. Real quick, just a yes or no answer here. Should the City of Park City purchase some of the treasure density so we can reduce it?
Well, I can't do a yes or no, but I do want to caution people that for a year we negotiated, only to find out after a year that the Sweeneys weren't the majority owners of that project. So we need to proceed with caution, but we also need to understand they are not like the Montage. They have very poor access, how they will even get their service trucks up those roads. So I would say I would not give away the bank, because I'd look at the reality of that project.
Yeah,
hard.
We still have some obligation to them, though.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Contracted obligation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
What about, would you require new construction to have to be wired for solar panels? So your husband was in the construction business for a long time.
Well, I feel like, I feel like you're asking me something I haven't really paid attention to or get read about or given thought to. But, I mean, of course, on the first thought of it, I would say yes. But, I'm just saying that just what I know about the environment, but I haven't researched anything. So that's my cold answer, Leslie.
Okay. And how do you feel about building a reservoir in Round Valley? Should we do it?
No.
Because?
Because that money was to be for open space. And as I've been told, it may come under a loophole of being utilities, but except for that loophole, to me it doesn't wash that for open space area and money that you would then put in a means to create more development.
All right. Finally, just 30 seconds. Why should people vote for Mary Windsor?
I've thought about that. The best answer I can give is I do believe I'm a qualified guardian for this community. I have the passion as far as Park City. I believe that I have tried to walk my talk through the years, and I've done it personally, And I believe in listening to my fellow citizens. So people will be able to talk to me. I can't promise one person can make a change, but I'll certainly work the hardest that I can.
Okay, Mary, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Mary Windsor, again, one of the six candidates on the ballot for Park City Council. Early voting continuing through Friday. The hours are 10 to 2. On Friday itself, the hours will be from 10 to 5. The early voting is located on the third floor of the MARSEC building. And, of course, the primary election day coming up on Tuesday, August 13th, when the polls will be open from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.